Blackstone Audio presents Crimes Against Liberty. Introduction. This book is about a young presidency. Young, but already the most destructive in American history. Everything about Barack Obama's radical background signals his visceral contempt for America, its culture, its values, and its political and economic systems. His unmistakable goal is to bring America down to size. An America that has been, in his view, too big for its britches, selfish, exploitive, unfairly wealthy, arrogant, and dismissive. Throughout the 2008 presidential campaign, Barack Obama repeatedly promised to bring fundamental change. The week before the election, he ominously declared, "We are 5 days away from fundamentally transforming the United States of America." That same week, I expressed these concerns in my syndicated column. I am sincerely worried that if Obama wins, the checks and balances incorporated into our Constitution may not be enough to prevent a radical and irreversible diminution of our individual liberties. Because a confluence of factors has emerged to create a climate conducive to fundamental change. These factors are a shockingly unknown candidate whose mysterious past and numerous shady alliances are deliberately left unexplored by a corrupt, supportive media. The candidate's charismatic qualities that inspire a cultish loyalty. His intellectual trappings that create a fascination and allure among the intellectual elite, including